Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting news in the AI world, the release of DeepSeek V3-0324 by Chinese AI lab DeepSeek.
Whoa, DeepSeek V3? I've heard whispers, but a new version already? This is huge. Fill me in. What's the big deal?
It's a behemoth. 641 gigabytes of pure model. And get this, it's MIT licensed. A big shift from their previous custom license. So, open source friendly.
641 gigabytes. Even my hard drive shuddered a little hearing that. But MIT license is great news for accessibility. What kind of hardware do you need to run this thing?
Well, Ani Hanun, MLX developer extraordinaire, got it running at over 20 tokens per second on a 512 gigabytes M3 Ultra Mac Studio. Not exactly pocket change, right? But there's a 4-bit quantization that slims it down to a more manageable, if you can call 352 gigabytes manageable, size.
Okay, 20 tokens a second on a Mac Studio is impressive, but yeah, manageable might be a strong word for 352 gigabytes. So, quantizing it makes it more accessible to folks without, you know, a small server farm in their basement.
Exactly. And if you've got that hardware and the LLM MLX plugin, you can apparently run it with Simon Willison's tool. Plus, it's on Open Router, ready for chat experiments. I tried generating an SVG of a pelican on a bicycle. The results were interesting. You gotta see it.
A pelican on a bicycle? Okay, you have my attention. Any API key quirks we should know about?
Apparently, some API keys with data privacy settings might run into issues. Simon had better luck with a free key without billing info. He also shared a slick LM Open Router plugin command to get it working.
Good to know. So, besides Pelican cycling, what's the model's performance like?
Independent benchmarks show it's scoring 55% on the Aders Polyglot benchmark. That's second best among non-thinking reasoning models, right behind Sonnet 3.7. Even competitive with some thinking models like R1 and O3 Mini.
Wow, that's quite a leap. So, DeepSeek V3 is not just big, it's actually good? Color me impressed.
Definitely one to watch. And be sure to check out the Pelican on a Bike. It's a sight to behold. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and catch you next time.
Goodbye.